It's time for high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Wood Fired Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Krager Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling.
From Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, it's Newark Lady Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7 as the Cats play host to the Groveport Lady Cruisers. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you had a great week. Newark trying to have a great week as they started off this campaign of the week with a Tuesday victory over Lancaster, 67-32. The Cats led after one quarter 18-16, then outscored the Gales the rest of the way 49-16, including 38-9 in the second and third quarters. Addie Hall led the campaign with 19 points. Four players in double figures. Callie Geller had 14, Leah Eckerode 13, and Emma Quackenbush had 11. A very strong performance by the Lady Cats to open up OCC Buckeye play, and they hope to continue league action tonight with a victory against Groveport. The Cruisers had their first game of the 24-25 campaign this past Tuesday. They fell at Canal Winchester by a final of 63-51. Last year, Groveport was 11-12, 4-6 in the OCC, 6-7 on the road. Newark won both contests last year here at the Jimmy, 67-33, and at Groveport, 62-54. So it is Newark and Groveport tonight, and we'll hear from Newark head coach Jack Pertell after this timeout as you're listening to Wildcat Basketball exclusively here on Kate 98.7.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
Hey, basketball fans! As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
Coach, you always like to see improvement from game one to game two, and boy, did we sure see it on Tuesday night. What a performance by the girls.
Yeah, I was extremely pleased with our effort and the way we shared the basketball and the way that we guarded. We just did everything. Every phase of the game was better than it was the first game.
Let's start with defensively. I lost track of how many deflections. I mean, it just seemed like you really did a great job in the passing lanes, which led to some easy transition, blocked shots and steals. Just seemed like they were aggressive, but not overly aggressive to get. We did have some foul trouble, but still, I thought it was legitimate fouls of trying to make something happen.
For sure. And, you know, I think, you know, with the rivalry that we have with them, I think the kids were pretty amped up, and I loved our aggression, you know, and then, you know, it's kind of new for this group, you know, how I want them to play, kind of, as opposed to maybe, you know, how it's been the last year or two. And that's no knock on anybody, but yeah, the kids really have bought in. They did a good job. You're right. We got a lot of deflections, a lot of steals. You know, we got off to a good start, and you know, they hung around for about a quarter, and then I think our conditioning was a factor too. They got tired, and I didn't think we did.
And the other thing, I thought you did a good job with the threes, because we talked about that they could shoot the three, but also when they drove into the lane, especially after that first quarter, you moved them just out of it enough to not get a comfort zone for an easy 2 or 3 footer.
Right. Yeah, our help side defense was very good. We did a better job stopping penetration, which was one of the things that we identified as something we really needed to do after the Grove City game. And, you know, as far as the three goes, I mean, we took good shots and we made them. And that, you know, I hope I can get used to that.
Third quarter, when Lancaster called a timeout, I actually heard you say, now that's how you come out of the locker room. And the first two games, 37-14, you've outscored in the third quarter. What's the magic secret at halftime?
It must be that fire and brimstone I'm giving them at halftime. No, just, you know, we try to identify stuff and try to get out to, you know, a real good start. You know, the first couple of minutes of the second half is really important. You know, we were up, I think, 13 at halftime, but, you know, we extended it out there to, you know, 25 points real quick.
Addie Hall, I don't know if I just want to call her a bulldog or what. She had a great first half, but then lights out in that third quarter. Just when she sees an opening, she takes it, but she can also stretch that defense.
Yeah, she's tough. And, you know, she's turning into being one of our best defenders as well. And, you know, she's going to draw a tough assignment tonight with the Shepherd girl from Groveport. And but she's up to it. She likes that. And I don't want to get her so tired that it's going to hurt her on offense. But, you know, I think she'll be up to the challenge.
And then also I thought in the third quarter, Callie Geller, one thing that you always learn as a fundamental is keep your dribble. And she did a great job keeping her dribble. And she really let the game come to him. Like, she made them make a mistake, which led to a layup or an open jumper. I thought she had great master control of the game.
She did. And she's, you know, she's hasn't exclusively played like point guard in the past. We're trying to turn her into one. Mm-hmm. But she's so coachable. And she works so hard in practice. And, you know, I'm proud of every step I see her take. It just makes me feel really good. And it's a credit to her. You know, and her parents, her family, everybody, just because, you know, her work habits are outstanding. But, yeah, she's getting space. She's getting around. And at the end, you know, we just kind of spread it out and just gave it to her, and she made good decisions.
She really did. And I loved how she dribbled away a couple times from double teams, which if you have scrambling defenses, scrambling the way they don't want to, that's going to open opportunities for you.
Absolutely. And I think that's, you know, some of the threes we got. She made a play. We two passes. We got a wide open three. And, you know, this Groveport tonight is going to get after us, you know, with a little more quickness than what Lancaster had. So, you know, hopefully we'll be up to the challenge.
What did you learn from them from their loss to Canal on Tuesday night? Because that's their first game of the season.
It was, and it was hard to find stuff on them. You know, they're very athletic. They have a Division I player. She's pretty special. Yeah, they're going to play some zone. They're going to play some man. They're going to press us a little bit, too. So I'm hoping there can be another kind of up and down. That's kind of what I like, and I think, you know, we're kind of getting there with our kids as well.
Is there any concern? You want to, you know, first game run one at a time, but you have that game tomorrow against Zanesville. Any concern about fatigue or anything after having three games in 4 days after not having it for 10?
That's a good question. I hadn't really thought about that, but you know, like I said, our kids are really conditioned, and you know, we'll come in the morning and have a walkthrough and go over our Zanesville scouting report, and you know, just try to see where we're at. Hopefully it won't be too tired.
One of the things I am going to keep track of, though, is when you and Coach Butcher get up at the very same time and do the exact same point on a play. I mean, you guys really are in sync. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
I don't know what to say about that. But we've been coaching together now for, this is our sixth year, and you know, his philosophy is a lot like mine. And you know, when we're in practice, I let him talk way more than any assistants that I normally
Wait, do you have a choice on that?
I do, but I allow it. But if I want to have him here, But no, he does a great job. And, you know, we got to keep it. We got warned a couple times there, and I have both of us were standing up at the same time. So we got to be mindful of that.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Brian.
You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Hi, It's Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling. We're proud to serve Licking County and the surrounding areas. We offer free consultations for new equipment, and we service all makes and models of existing equipment. We're a premier Armstrong Air dealer, offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all Armstrong Air installations. Call in to ask about our 10-10-10, 10-year parts warranty, 10-year labor warranty, and an option for 10-year financing. Check out our website at ElliottHeating.com. At Elliott Heating and Cooling, we're proud to serve our community.
This time of year, Santa's everywhere. Saturday, December 7th from 9 until 10:30, he'll be at the Pataskala Oaks Care Center. And you, your child, or your favorite young person can join him for breakfast. Enjoy a continental breakfast, printed photo with Santa, cookie decorating, and more. Lots of sticky, delicious fun. Tickets are just $10 per child. Questions? Drop an email to activities@pataskalaoaks.com. Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Make a new holiday memory with us.
Have you been buying your meat at the big chain stores?
Ew!
When you can buy fresh? For almost 70 years, your friends and neighbors have been making the fresh choice at Al's Meat Market. What's that? Your freezer's dying of boredom.
Yawn!
Then check out Al's Meat Bundles. You can always fill up at Al's Meat Market. Don't forget Al's is your place to order beef tenderloin, prime rib, and all the sides for any occasion. Al's Meat Market, West Main and 21st Street, Newark.
When making the holiday meals for your family, you take your time to make sure you get every detail just right. Since 1978, family-owned and operated Ross's Granville Market has been your go-to destination for the hard-to-find but have-to-have ingredients to make your holiday special. There's lots of places to shop for groceries, but at Ross's Granville Market, you won't need your walking shoes. Park close, get what you need, and get back to the kitchen. Ross's Granville Market, Main Street in Granville.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
Hey, basketball fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
And welcome back to Gary Walters Court as we get ready for this OCC Buckeye matchup between the Newark Lady Wildcats and the Lady Cruisers of Groveport. Of course, we are off to a little earlier start this evening. There was no junior varsity game, so that's why tonight's game has been moved up a half an hour to this 7 o'clock tip-off as both teams are wrapping up their warm-ups and as we get ready for the starting lineups. But before we do that, let's go ahead and pause for station identification as you're listening to Newark Lady Wildcat Basketball here on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays with you on Kate 98.7, Newark and Groveport. Again, the Lady Cats coming in with a record of 2-0, defeating Grove City 48-42, and this past Tuesday taking care of Lancaster 67-32. Groveport, their first game of the campaign was this past Tuesday when they lost to Canal Winchester by a final of 63-51. And this is a busy week for Newark, as we talked about in the pregame show tonight, and then tomorrow against Zanesville. Right now, though, it's our national anthem. Thank you. who are trying to capture their first OCC championship since 2021, and it would be a huge emotional and motivational start if they could start with a record of 2-0 in league play, and the golden opportunity to do that with a win tonight, of course, against Groveport. We talked about it. They do have Zanesville tomorrow with the back-to-back contest. Zanesville currently winless in three games, and they have a home game tonight with a Licking County fellow, the Granville Lady Blue Aces. Zanesville has lost to New Philly 42-24, New Lexington 46-42, and this past Tuesday at home to Mount Vernon 48-39. Of course, Logan and Taze Valley joining the OCC Buckeye this year, along with Reynoldsburg, Pitt Central, Groveport, Newark, and Canal Winchester. Right now they're going over the OHSAA statement, which needs to be read before each and every contest. And then we will have the starting lineups. Groveport, very athletic, not real deep. They currently have eight players, it appears, to be performing tonight. A couple are banged up with injuries and will not play. And Newark, a little bit deeper of a team than what we've seen in the last couple of years. And that definitely played dividends against Lancaster when they had the full court pressure going on and had some early foul trouble in that first half, but was no matter as they continued to roll and dominate, beating the Gales by 35 points, 67-32. Starting lineups for Groveport, Aubriana Benjamin will start up front along with one of their outstanding players, Zay Shepard. Also starting for Groveport, Angelia Brock, Ari Benjamin, and rounding out the starting lineup is Joy Kutep. Now we get ready for the Newark Wildcats starting lineup, the same as what we saw on Tuesday. Emma Quackenbush, who had a very strong game with 11 points, had a couple of threes late to ice that victory away. She'll start along with the point guard, Callie Geller, who had a really solid floor game and also had 14 points. The freshman sensation, Leah Eckenrode, who leads the team in scoring at 16 a game, will start up front for the Lady Cats. Rounding out the starting lineup will be Megan Herrett, who had four rebounds and four steals in the ball game Tuesday. And Addie Hall, what a game by Addie. 19 points, 10 of those in the third quarter as the blowout started to happen. And she had just a superb game all around with three threes as well. So Quackenbush, Geller, Hall, Eckenrode, and Herrett for the Newark Lady Wildcats, who will go right to left as we get started here. Shepard will jump against Emma. And we are set to go. Wildcat basketball here on Kate 98.7. Quackenbush controls the tip. Here's Geller over to Eckenrode. She'll fire three early and bullseye. Leah Eckenrode wasting no time. 3-0 Newark. They continue to shoot the ball extremely well. Here comes Groveport. They're taking it in. The shot is around. No good. That shot by Benjamin. Quackenbush gets the rebound. Outlet to Geller ahead of the pack. She will lay it up and in. And just like Tuesday, a quick start for the Lady Cats, and they're up 5-0. Newark in man-to-man. We'll see if they do four-court pressure as much as they did against Lancaster Tuesday, or if they maybe peel back a little bit, knowing there is a game tomorrow. Eckenrode deflects the pass, but it is controlled by Groveport. Here's Shepard driving along the baseline. She'll stop, she'll pop. The shot is long, and the rebound by Geller. And the Cats looking to push it. Geller long pass to Quackenbush. She tried to feed it to Hall for a three, but it's knocked away by Shepard. And it will stay Newark basketball underneath the basket. 5-0 Newark, 6:59 in this opening quarter. Quackenbush will inbound it along the baseline. And she throws it in, but there was miscommunication. Turnover. Here comes Groveport. And a sidestep shot, no good. Rebound by Herrod. Good job inside with three players around her. Now she gets it out, and the Cats can run. Outlet again. Geller, layup good. Timeout, Groveport. Newark starting off strong. 3-for-3 from the field. They lead at 7-0. You're listening to Lady Wildcat Basketball exclusively on Kate 98.7.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Car Excellence STEM Academy, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
7-0 Newark, and they steal on the pass. Here comes Quackenbush. She'll take it up strong and is fouled. So after not showing pressure defense the first couple of possessions, out of the timeout, Newark does it, and they get an automatic turnover. And Quackenbush will go to the line for a chance for two. They keep you off balance, and then they just take advantage of all the opportunities you give them. Quackenbush at the line, first foul shot good. Emma had three blocks on Tuesday. Really doing it on the defensive side of the ball to start this season. And it was great to see her shot come around as well. Again, hitting a couple, actually three threes in that game and had 11 points. She hits both foul shots, and it is now 9-0, near steal. But Groport is able to break the press and taking it coast to coast. Let's see, they're going to call offensive foul on Tatiana Bailey. So she went a little bit too far into traffic and got whistled for the offensive foul. Second team foul for Groveport. Yet to dent the scoring column. Newark up 9-0. Hall has it on the left wing. Up top, Ecken Road. Leah will drive baseline. Nice give and go to Quackenbush. Missed the layup, though, and the rebound by Groveport. Good play that time by Newark. Just the shot wouldn't fall. Bailey has it. Looking inside, nothing there. Ecken Road hounds her. She keeps her dribble. She'll take it to the foul circle. Fires up the shot. Around, no good. Tipped out of bounds. It will stay with Groveport. And we have a substitution coming in for Groveport. That will be Trinity Askew checking in. And taking a seat is Tatiana Bailey. In it goes. Shepherd fires a three. Got it. She's got a pure-looking stroke. First points of the night for Groveport, and it's 9-3 Newark with 5:40 remaining in this first quarter. Geller to Ecken Road, top of the key. Back to Geller. Bounce pass to Ecken Road, open for a three. Swish. Leah Ecken Road, 2 of 2 from beyond the arc, and it's 12-3 Newark. Groveport brings it into the front court, but right there is Addie Hall to knock it away from Aurora Benjamin. We have Aurora Benjamin and Aubriana Benjamin here for the Cruisers. Side out in front of the Newark bench. 12-3 Newark, 5:23 first quarter. Here's Aubrey Benjamin. She's cut off by Ecken Road. Nowhere to go, and a jump ball. Alternate possession will stay here with Groveport. Talked in the pregame, Cats having a great third quarter, outscoring their two opponents 37-14. First quarter not too bad either, 32-20. 16 of those were against Lancaster on Tuesday. They had outscored Grove City 14-4. Shepherd with Hall on her. Crossover dribble. She's just got some nice moves. She fires up a runner around, no good. And the rebound by Ecken Road. Good defense, though, by Addie. She's done a good job so far. Hall has it knocked away. And here comes Aubriana Benjamin, now off to Shepherd. She'll lay it up and in. Say Shepherd with all 5 points, 12-5. Here's Hall breaking ahead of the pack. She'll lay it up and in. Cats just doing a great job transition-wise. And already four players have hit the scoring column for Newark. 14-5, Cats lead it. Knocked out of bounds, and it's off of Groveport. Good pressure defense by Emma Quackenbush. That is the third turnover already by Groveport. Baseline out of bounds. Quackenbush looks to get it in. She does to Geller. Callie takes it to the foul circle, brings it back out, and now we'll drive right lane. She'll lay it up, scoop it, and score it. Callie Geller with six. 16-5, Cats lead it. 4:25 opening stanza. Shepard, Hall hounds her. Kay gives it off. And now Groveport will reset. Loose ball on the floor. They're able to pick it up. And that is Benjamin. She takes it up against Eckenrode, but she's called for a foul. First foul on Leah and the first team foul for Newark. And going to the line, Aubriana Benjamin. Leah almost got straight up on that, but just leaned in a little bit too much and got whistled for the foul. First foul shot is good by Benjamin. That makes it 16-6. Newark up by 10. Benjamin, a senior, lines up the second foul shot. That one is short, and the rebound by Hare gives it off to Quackenbush, and Newark looking to run. Emma has it stripped away, and here comes Groveport with a 3-on-2. Benjamin, Shepard, looking to go baseline, and I think they got Eckenrode again, unfortunately. So that will be two on Leah, and she had that happen against Lancaster as well, so she'll have to sit. But you got a great defender coming in, Issa Angeles, and she will come in for Eckenrode, who will probably sit for a bit here. But Angeles comes in. She hit a 3 on Tuesday. Groveport trying to get it in, and Hall with a near steal. She's got a lot of floor burn. She went to the floor one more time that time, knocked it out of bounds. It will stay with Groveport, and they'll inbound it on the left corner. 4 minutes remain, first quarter, 16-6 Newark. And looking to inbound it. Bounce pass. There it goes into Aurori Benjamin. Now in the paint. And the shot blocked by Quackenbush. Loose ball. Who's going to get it? Aurori Benjamin gets it for Groveport. They'll try to set back up. And here's Aubriana Benjamin. Double teamed. And she'd walked before the foul. A lot of stuff going on in the paint. But Newark doing a good job with just the pressure defense. And they get another turnover. And the Cats will bring it up by 10. They lead it 16-6, 3:37 in this first quarter. Geller. Over it goes to Hall, right wing. About 21 feet out. Now she'll go to Harrod on the left wing outside the arc. Megan looking inside. Quackenbush trying to post, and I think they're going to get her for an elbow to get position inside, and they will. Foul on Quackenbush is her first, and team foul number 3. So Groveport will get it back, down by 10, and the Cats will install some more pressure defense. Shepard gets it coming in. She will keep her dribble. She faces a double team, tries to dribble out of it. That is not a smart move. She's on the floor. We'll have a jump ball. Alternate possession goes to Newark. Cats are hounding her. They know she is the top player for Groveport, and they're making her work. And that time probably tried to do a little bit too much. Turnover number 5 for the Lady Cruisers. And Newark will bring it across the timeline with Geller. Shepard is guarding her. Here's Hall, right wing. Addie looking inside, swings into Harrod, left wing. She'll take it to the foul circle. Now Hall, she's open for a 3. Got it! Addie Hall with 5. 19-6 Newark. 2 minutes, 45 seconds remaining first quarter. Just another strong start by the Lady Cats. Shepard takes it into the paint. Haynes shoots in and out, and a nice rebound by Harrod again. Boy, she does a great job on the glass. Geller swings it to Quackenbush. Emma takes it into the paint, puts it up off the glass, no good. And the rebound by Angelina Brock. She'll give it off to Shepard. Shepard takes it all the way in, puts it up, no good. See if they got a foul on Addie Hall this time. As Shepard took it strong to the left side. And I think they called it actually on Geller. I guess that was the call, which I really didn't see. Foul shot by Shepherd is good. So she's got six. Azure Hampton checks in for Groveport. She will replace Angelina Brock. Shepherd now looking to convert the second foul shot. On the way, got it. So she's got seven of her team's 8 points. 19-8, Newark leads it with 2:17 first quarter. Geller, nobody picks her up. She takes it into the paint, scoops it up, no good, but she is fouled. Nobody picked up ball for Groveport. And Callie, again, such a heady player, she took full advantage of it and took it into the paint, got the harm, and she'll go to the line for two. Callie hitting double figures in both games so far this season and comes in averaging 13 points a game. First foul shot is no good. So she'll try to convert the second one. 19-8, Newark by 11. Sophomore lines up the second foul shot on the way. That one is too hard off the back of the iron. Don't see that very often. Both foul shots no good. Here comes Shepherd. Addie all over her. Should have been a double dribble. No call. Addie just really hounding her. Great defense. Great defense. She has to pick up her dribble right near the timeline. She is able to get away. Now, good job by Issa. She knocks it away from Groveport. Again, there were a ton of deflections Tuesday, and we're right back to where we were as they are knocking passes away, knocking dribbles away, and forcing Groveport way out of their offense. Under two to play in this first quarter. Newark 19, Groveport 8. Shepherd gets it. She'll fire a three, and it's off the iron, no good, and the rebound by Quackenbush. Long baseball pass to Geller. Callie, nice head fake, puts it up and in for two. Geller a strong first quarter. She's got eight, and it's 21-8. Newark by 13 with 90 seconds remaining. Opening quarter. Hall with a steal on the pass by Shepherd. Read it perfectly. Then she got hammered. No call. Refs are letting it be very physical to start this ballgame. We'll see how that continues. Geller brings it way out. 1:15 remaining. And here's a steal. That's Benjamin. She will give it off. It's a two-on-one. And Quackenbush blocks it out of bounds, but they're going to call her for a foul. So that will be Emma's second foul as well. So checking in for Newark will be Elena Hahn, the junior, after this first foul shot attempt by Groveport. And at the line is Aubriana Benjamin. She has the only other point of this first quarter that Shepherd does not have, and now make it two. And it's 21-9, Newark. So I thought Quackenbush was coming out, but actually it's going to be Hall taking a breather, working very hard. And Hahn is in for Hall. Second foul shot is true by Benjamin. So it's 21-10, Newark, with 1:08 remaining first quarter. Geller, again, nobody picks up ball. She brings it very easily into the front court. Gives it off to Hahn. Hahn will dribble to the top of the key. The lefty swings it to Geller, right wing. She'll bring it back up front. Geller looking inside. Nothing there. We'll reset it. Angeles has it. Right wing. Looking to get picked from Harrit. Up top it goes to Hahn. Hahn left wing to Geller. 41 seconds. Callie takes it into the lane, puts it off the glass, no good. Angeles with a nice rebound. Back to Hahn, and they'll reset. Good hustle by Issa. 30 seconds, first quarter. Angeles has it. Top of the key. Here's Hahn, left wing, now to Geller. Callie looks at the clock. It's 22 seconds. And Newark might hold it here for the final. Shot attempt. Hahn, right wing. Up top, Geller. Down to 12 seconds. Callie, nice spin into the paint. Swings it to Harrit. Now right wing, Angeles three, around, no good. Quackenbush inside, and I think we've got a foul on Groveport. Good job by Emma to get into the paint there. Foul's going to be on Aubriana Benjamin. 5 seconds remain first quarter. Man, that's just the fourth team foul, so Newark will have to inbound it, which Quackenbush will do, and Eckenrode comes in for this final play. 5 seconds. Ecken Road looks to get the pass. It's knocked away. Ball on the floor. It's controlled by Shepherd with two, with one. Can she get it off? No. 21-10. Newark leads it after one quarter as you're listening to Lady Wildcat Basketball exclusively on Kate 98.7.
At Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling, our priority is to give you the best quality service for the lowest prices. I'm Kristen, and our customer service is not only awesome, it's Shawsome! Be proactive. Take care of your furnace now so it will take care of you when you need it. Call us today for a preventative maintenance visit and experience the Bryant Factory Authorized Dealer difference because we believe in doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. We're online at shawmech.com.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball. Presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
We start the second quarter here at the Jimmy. It's 21-10. Newark leading Groveport by 11. Cats got off to a 9-0 lead in the first quarter and maintained basically a 7-11 point margin of lead in that first quarter and have an 11-point lead as we start quarter number two. Groveport gets the ball to start. Shepherd now bounce pass inside and jump ball. And it will be Newark basketball. And guess who was the jump ball? Addie Hall. She checks back in. And again, just solid defense. Coach Portell talked about it in that pregame show about how she has become a top-notch defender, and she is getting it done. Geller, Eckenrod, three. This one is no good. Rebound inside, Addie Hall. She'll swing it to Geller. Callie takes it to the circle, fires up a shot. She is hammered, and she will go to the line for two. Foul is on Trinity Askew, and Callie will go to the line. She missed her first two foul shots of the night. Last year as a freshman, All-Ohio mention. First foul shot, and that one is also no good. She'll nail this one. I'm confident. Too good of a shooter to miss four straight foul shots, and I'm not worried about the broadcaster jinx. Lines up the second one. I got to keep my mouth shut. She missed it. That's on me, Callie. I apologize. Harrett wide open, a three. It's short. Nice rebound by Hall, and the Cats will reset. Gallard gets it. Nice bounce pass to Quackenbush. She'll swing it over. Eckenrode, she'll try a three. That one is pure. Leah Eckenrode, she's got three trifectas. 9 points overall, and it's 24-10. Newark at the seven-minute mark, second quarter. Shepherd throws it out of bounds. And you're starting to see the frustration on some of the Lady Cruisers. And that's what the Cats defense does to you. They just mentally and physically wear you down with the constant hounding that they do. 24-10. Newark leads it by 14. Comfortable lead throughout this first half. Harrod has it, top of the key, over to Eckenrode. She thinks she can get another three, and why not? The freshman sensation has got 12, and it's 27-10 Newark. Shepherd all the way. She'll take it up to the rack, but before that, going to have a foul on Newark, and it's going to be on Callie, which will be foul number two. So three players with two fouls, which, again, we did see Tuesday Lancaster. Callie's going to stay in there. Right now it's Quackenbush, Eckenrode, Hall, Geller, and Harrett, the starting five. Coach Pertell might say, let's put a run and put this away early. And here's a pass thrown out of bounds. Back to half court, and it'll be Newark basketball. So Cats will inbound it at midcourt. Quackenbush into Geller. Newark up 27-10. Akron rotates it left baseline, and we're going to have a foul on Groport. Pretty hard collision right there. See who that one was on. That was on Tatiana Bailey. That's her second. Baseline out of bounds. Quackenbush will do the honors. Looking inside. Akron Road gets it and has it knocked away. Loose ball. Hera picks it up. She'll take it up strong. And one! She does a lot of the dirty work, and then she found the loose ball that time, and Hera takes it up and in and has a chance for a three-point play. Always around a loose ball and does a great job on both the offense and defensive boards. So she hits the scoring column, and it's now 29-10 as the Cats starting this quarter with an 8-0 blitz. Foul shot no good. Akron Road rebound puts it up and in. And we've got a Groport player slow to give up. But the foul shot no good, so I guess if you're looking for a negative tonight, which I don't try to, but Newark struggling from the foul line. Just 2 of 7. Quackenbush hitting the 2 charity stripes. The rest of the team 0 for 5. Good pressure defense. Bounce pass stolen away by Addie Hall. Here comes the Cats. Inside Geller puts it up and in. They come at you in waves, and you just can't stop it. Double team at half court. Quackenbush steals it away. Can she save it? No. Goes to the floor, out of bounds. It will stay Groport, and nobody's helping the ball handler for Groport when they're facing the double team. No one is coming to help them, and that's what's leading to the turnovers. Sam Hall will check in for Harrett, and also checking in Naomi Adesope for the Cats. She had a basket on Tuesday evening. Akron Road will take a seat. 14 points for Akron Road. And Groport will now inbound it in the backcourt. And the Cats will maintain their pressure defense up 33-10. And again, here's the double team. Nowhere to go. Adesope gets the steal. Naomi over to Quackenbush, right wing. Emma has her shot blocked. Geller gets the loose ball. She'll put it up. No good, but she's fouled. Fouled by Ori Benjamin. And Ori picks up her second foul. And Geller back to the line where she is currently 0 of 4. Otherwise, she's had a sensational ball game with 10 points. Callie's first foul shot. Bounces off the back iron and goes in. She's even a little surprised by that. See if this one's a little more pure. Sophomore second one. Got it. And the students giving her a hard time. Shame on them. Here's a baseball pass. Shot is blocked by Hall inside. Second shot no good. Groport another rebound, and this time Addie got her on the arm. So Groport attacking the pressure that time. And Groport will get a couple of foul shots here. Trailing 35-10. It's 14-zip in the second quarter for Newark. First foul shot is no good. Shepherd has been on the bench. Now she comes in with her team trailing by 25. Second foul shot on the way. That one is also no good, and Hall gets the rebound. So Groport still scoreless 3 minutes into this quarter. Geller, bounce pass to Quackenbush. Out near half court, she'll take it to the left elbow. Now all the way in, shot no good, and she's able to save it to Adesope, but she's saying, I don't think she got position because Quackenbush was out of bounds, came back in, but had not established that she was inbound. So back to Groport it goes, and the pressure remains by Newark, up 35-10. And it goes to Bailey. Bailey dribbles out of traffic, finds Shepherd, left hand up and in. Shepherd now has got 9 of her team's 12 points, and it's 35-12. Here's Geller across the timeline. She got hammered, no call. Keeps her dribble. Now Hall, left baseline, a three, no good. And the rebound by Groveport. They're looking to go deep, but Hall knocks the pass away to Addisope. Back to Hall, lays it up, got it. That's done by Addie Hall with her defense, deflecting the pass, which led to Addisope getting the ball and then back to Hall for two. Shepherd, spin move, out of control, but somehow it gets to a Groveport player, and we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Shepherd because Hall was inside, and you're not taking the ball from her. 37-12, Newark leads it with 4:09, second quarter. Hahn and Angeles are in for Newark, and Hall and Addisope will take a break. So again, Newark getting it done, second and third quarter. And what do we got here? Yeah, they're already in the double bonus, Groveport is, so Addie Hall will go to the line. 19 points on Tuesday. She's got 7 right now. Senior's first foul shot, around and good. 38-12, Newark leads it. And the second foul shot, around and good. So Hall with 9, and the biggest lead at 39-12. Shepherd, nice pass inside. Benjamin has it knocked out of bounds by Quackenbush. And it will stay Groveport basketball. Another block shot for Emma. As she got Benjamin trying to get a layup. Harrit in, and Geller will sit. Halfway through this second quarter, 39-12. Newark by 27. Shepherd, a long three. Back iron, no good. Loose ball. Groveport does get it back. Here's Bailey for a three. That's also no good. Third opportunity. It's Aubriana Benjamin. She's taking it in strong on Angeles, who will be whistled for the foul. So Benjamin will go back to the line where she's hit 3 out of 4. And again, the only other Groveport player to score besides Zay Shepherd. That's Angeles' first foul, team foul number 3. First foul shot is good, so she's got 4. And it's 39-13 with 3:45 remaining second quarter. Benjamin's second foul shot. Back iron, no good. Shepherd, strong rebound, puts it up, no good. Quackenbush battles for it, and she'll get it. Off it goes to Hahn. She'll bring it across the timeline. Elena keeps her dribble. Left-hander. Over it goes to Angeles. Now back up top, Harrit. Hands it off to Quackenbush near half court. Emma will set it up. Here's Angeles for a three. It is short. Here's hustle by Addie Hall again. Gets the rebound. Emma Quackenbush a three. That is short. Hall tips it back to Hahn. She'll launch a three. That one's an air ball. And Addie tries again to get another rebound. She is non-stop. I was going to go with Bulldog, but maybe we go with Energizer Battery because she is just all over the place on both ends of the court, giving 3 opportunities for the Cats that time, all because of her hustle on the offensive glass. Groveport with the basketball, trailing by 26, 39-13 at 2:52 in this second quarter. Looking inside. A lot of pressure. Now they'll bring it back out. Here's a long three. It's no good. Hall battles Shepherd for the rebound. Zay's able to get it this time. She's looking. She fires short. And, boy, a lot of physical contact and no call. Here comes the Cats. Quackenbush with it. Emma trying to take it coast to coast. Puts it off the glass. No good. Loose ball, and Shepherd will get it. She has a player ahead of the pack. Can she get it to her? It's Benjamin, who takes a very hard tumble. And let's hope she's okay. She went in into the Newark bench very hard. I think she's all right. She's going to get help to her feet, and she's okay. Oh, she went in hard. Good hustle by Aubriana. Turnover to the Cats. And they'll have it in front of their bench. Eckenrode will check back in, and Quackenbush will take a seat. Harrit will inbound it, but before she does, we'll have another substitution, and that's Ori Benjamin. She comes in for Trinity Askew. So now we're set. Newark will bring it across the timeline. 2:15. Eckenrode to Harrit. Harrit up front. And Coach Portell wants to call timeout, so we'll take one as well. 2:06 remains second quarter. 39-13 Newark. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball exclusively on Kate 98.7.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance, just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory-authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
After the Newark timeout, Cats will inbound it underneath their basket. Harrit has it on the left wing. Up top it goes to Hahn, top of the key. Swings it to Eckenrode, left wing outside the arc. Leah takes it back to the top. Loses her dribble, picks it back up. Now Hall comes and saves her on the right wing. Back up top to Hall. And now to Eckenrode with 1:45 remaining. Second quarter, Cats up 39-13. Shepherd hounding Eckenrode. She's in trouble. And it's a turnover, and Groport gets it. Aubriana Benjamin looks to take it in on Hahn. Shot no good. Shepherd gets the rebound. Underneath the basket, her shot no good. Another offensive rebound, and that one is good for Groveport, and that is Tatiana Bailey, her first two, and it's 39-15. Eckenrode takes it in, and she is fouled. That is the first basket for Groveport made by somebody other than Zay Shepherd. The other points coming from Aubriana Benjamin at the foul line. So Eckenrode back at the line. She will shoot two as Groveport's in the double bonus. Leah with four threes, and now with making that foul shot, she's got 15. High score for Newark, and the Cats up 40-15 with 1:17 remaining before halftime. Second foul shot good. And Groveport inbounds the basketball, facing another double team, and Shepherd comes to save her team that time. She has it on the left wing. Takes it into the paint, going up strong, but they're going to say travel. Forced the issue that time, but again, you can't blame her. As we just said, only one other player with a basket, and just two other players have scored. Adisope checking in along with Hall. So it's Adisope, Harrit, Hall, Hahn, and Angeles for Newark. Under a minute. 41-15, Newark by 26. Sam Hall has it outside the arc. Swings it to Harrit, left wing. Looking inside, Hahn, good position. Shot no good. Elena battling for her rebound, and they both go to the floor. Alternate possession will go to Groveport. She made a nice cut in the paint, just unable to get it off the glass, and Groveport gets it with 43 seconds. In it goes to Bailey. Bailey to Shepherd across the front court. 37 seconds. Shepherd looking to make something happen. She'll take it inside. Hang, shoot, got the roll. So Shepherd has got now 11, and it's 41-17. 22 seconds remain before the break. Adisope. Up top, Hall. Hall looking inside, nothing there. Now Naomi has it way out near half court. 7 seconds left. Now they got to go. She gets a pick from Harrod. 5 seconds left. She'll look to take it in. Off the glass, lays it in at the buzzer. Nice job by Naomi. She puts it in, and the Newark Lady Wildcats getting it done in half number one as they lead Groveport by a score of 43-17. We'll recap this first half after a timeout as you're listening to Lady Wildcat Basketball exclusively on Kate 98.7.
That?
That was the garage door spring snapping.
Oh, no. I won't be able to get my car out. Who should we call?
Central Ohio Garage Door. I hear they just got voted 2024 Best of Licking County for Garage Door Companies. They're locally owned and operated, so they'll get here quick.
Through December 31st, get 25% off a winter tune-up and prevent unforeseen repairs. Visit online at CentralOhioGarageDoor.com. Central Ohio Garage Door, your local garage door experts.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
On the farm, a tractor needs to be as reliable as a five-bar gate, as strong and tough as a barbed wire fence, but way more comfortable. It needs to effortlessly lift, pull, mow, and bale. Out here, the incredibly engineered Kubota M7 was born to farm. Visit your hometown Kubota dealer. Kubota, shape your world.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at lashleytractor.com.
Hot shingles need nailed? We admit that our advertising is raising a few eyebrows, but that's the point. At Mike's Roofing, we want you to think about your roof, your windows, and your siding. Are they fading, leaking, or cracked? Paying attention to these things can make a big difference in the value of your home. Technology is improving all the time. Same goes for the building materials. A small change today can pay for itself in energy savings tomorrow. Hot shingles need nailed? Mike's Roofing.
.net. It's a great feeling doing business with John Hendler Honda.
It's a great feeling doing business means we're one of the highest rated nationally in customer service. We have one of the largest selections of Hondas, and we make service simple with carvenience and mobile service, all while serving Central Ohio for over 30 years. John Hendler Honda, Route 79 and Heath, or HendlerHonda.com. Open Sundays.
It's a great feeling doing business. John Hinder and Honda.
At Madison Collins Stevens, we're proud to cheer for the home team and even more proud to have you on our team. Whether you need insurance for your home, car, or business, we have your back. And because community is important to us, we'll be right there with you cheering on all local teams. Contact us for more information about a policy from Encova Insurance. Call Madison Collins Stevens today, 740-345-2000, 740-345-2000.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
Brian Mays back at Jimmy Allen Gymnasium. And the high school basketball season, we got a long way to go. We're only through 2.5 games here with the Newark Lady Wildcats, but they are really rolling to start the season. They lead at halftime over Groveport 43-17. This game was 21-10 after the first quarter, after Newark raced out to a 9-0 lead, and they just piled it on in quarter number two, outscoring the Cruisers 22-7 to have this 43-17 margin. Leading the way is Leah Eckenrode. She has got 16 points, 12 points by Callie Geller, 9 points by Addie Hall, 2 points for Emma Quackenbush, and Naomi Adesop, right at the buzzer, added a 2-pointer as well. So, again, opportunity to have at least 3 players getting in double figures after they had four players in double figures against Lancaster on Tuesday. For Groveport, it has been the Zay Shepherd show. She has got 11 of their 17 points, 4 points by Aubriana Benjamin, and 2 points from Tatiana Bailey. And again, of the baskets made, they have 6 baskets made. Check that, 5 that went through the hoop, 4 of them by Shepherd. The only other basket went to Tatiana Bailey. So the Newark Wildcat pressure defense, forcing multiple turnovers, easy transition baskets. There's been at least 6 layups for the Lady Cats off of their defensive pressure. And Addie Hall, again, she's not the tallest girl that you're ever going to come across, but her physicality and how she's able to find the position inside is what's really impressive. And she's doing a great job offensively, and she's guarding Shepherd, who, yes, does have 11 points, but Addie is making her work for every single one of those baskets and really forcing Shepherd a couple of times to take some inadvertent shots and throw the ball away a couple of times. So Coach Bertel said, I want to be up-tempo on both sides of the court. I want to force turnovers. I want us to get transition baskets and spread the floor to get threes and easy baskets. And it's working, you'd almost have to say, to perfection to start this season. But again, it is a long way to go. But the anticipation is currently being answered by this Lady Wildcat basketball program with a 43-17 lead again here at halftime. Both the girls and boys team will be in action tomorrow. It's a doubleheader here at Jimmy Allen Gymnasium as they take on arch rival Zanesville, as the Quackenbush boys are on the road tonight at Groveport in an OCC Buckeye tilt. Newark is 0-1 on the season. They lost last Saturday to defending Division II state champion Akron Buchtel at the Reynoldsburg Classic, and it was the final of 66-61. Very good ball game. Cats had an early lead, and Buchtel's athleticism kind of took things over in the second and third quarter, and they were able to hold on for a 5-point victory. But if anyone knows Coach Quackenbush, he doesn't shy away from a tough schedule. They've got another one this season, starting with Akron Buchtel, and that just always gets this team prepared mentally and physically for a deep tournament run. So they've got Groveport tonight, and then we'll host Zanesville tomorrow after the girls, both the JV and varsity play, and then the boys JV as well. So we'll see if Newark can beat Groveport tonight and then take care of Zanesville to move to 2-1 on the season. And, of course, right here, the Lady Wildcats looking to stay unbeaten with a win tonight over Groveport, which looks pretty good right about now. And then if they can beat Zanesville tomorrow, would start 4-0 and almost getting to half of their victory total from last year when they won 9 victories. Our next broadcast will be next Friday, Friday the 13th. No one get too crazy about that superstition. The Logan Chieftains come to town to take on the Newark Wildcats, and we'll have that boys basketball matchup for you with the pregame at approximately 7:15 and the live tip-off at 7:30. So the basketball season is starting to heat up after a long delay and just a couple of games here and there. Once we hit mid-December, that's when the schedule really starts to take off for both the girls and boys teams. We'll get ready for third quarter action coming up next. Right now at halftime, it's Newark 43 and Groveport 17. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball exclusively on Kate 98.7.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball. Presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellent STEM Academy.
Back here at Gary Walters Court, we get ready to start third quarter action. Newark leading by a score of 43-17. And we do have a change. The official score now has Leah Eckenrode. They just let me know she has 16 points. So Eckenrode with 16, Geller with 12, Hall with 9, and again, 2 each for Quackenbush and Naomi Addiso. Again, nice to have the pep band here, one of the best pep bands around here at Newark. And they're out enjoying this Friday night matchup with the Lady Cats and the Lady Cruisers. Just about ready to get set here for third quarter action. Newark with a commanding 43-17 contest. And the Lady Cats will get the ball to start this third quarter. For Coach Portell, if he wins tonight, career victory number 530 in his career. 21 years at Reynoldsburg with a state title in 2022. Stepped down last year and now is with the Lady Wildcats after battling them for so many years in OCC and tournament competition. Harrett, Quackenbush, Eckenrode, Geller, and Hall, same starting five that started it. We'll start this third quarter. Quackenbush has it on the right wing. Looking inside, here's Harrett at the right elbow. She swings it to Geller. Over to Hall, right baseline of three, in and out. But the rebound will be controlled by Shepard. She's going to look to take it coast to coast, puts it off the glass, and in. She is tough to stop when she gets going like that. She's got 13, and it's 43-19. Newark with the 24-point lead. Inside, Eckenrode. Nice move, puts it off the glass and in for two. Eckenrode now with 18. It's early to say a career high as a freshman, but she did 19 in game number one, so she's a point away from matching that and 2 points from eclipsing it in game three. Here's a three on the way by Benjamin. Shot no good. Rebound inside. That shot is no good. And the rebound by Hall. Addie will look to bring it across the timeline. She'll swing it to Geller in the front court. Geller giving out a signal to a couple players. Has it knocked away. Let's see if this is over and back. No, they're going to say it was tipped. So Geller will pick it up. 6.5 third quarter. Callie will take it into the paint, off the glass, and in for two. Well, it didn't start out great, but Callie just kept her composure, then saw an opening in the paint, took it to the right side, and is up and a chance for the three-point play. Callie now with 14, and the lead balloons to 28 with the chance to make it 29 if Callie can hit this foul shot. On the way, got it. She missed her first four foul shots, but has hit her next three, and it's now 48-19. Newark in control at 6:20, third quarter. Shepard at the left elbow. Bounce pass to Benjamin. Fires a three off the iron too hard. Loose ball, and I think they're going to call a foul on Groport, and they will. Foul is on Askew. So, out of bounds, it will go to Newark with a chance to expand this lead to 30. If it gets to 35, there will be a running clock. Groport, just their second game so far this season, losing at Canal on Tuesday. So they're starting with two league contests. And this is also the second league matchup for Newark, back-to-back after their win over Lancaster. Eckenrode left baseline, too easy. Leah now does have a career high at 20 and the lead at 31, 50-19. Shepard takes it into the paint, fires up the runner, no good, tipped around. It's controlled by Groveport, and they'll reset. Ori Benjamin will set it back up top. That is Bailey. Bailey with Geller on her. Keeps her dribble outside. Now takes it to the right wing, takes it into the paint, puts it off the glass and in. Nice move by Bailey. That's her fourth point, and it's 50-23. Quackenbush, right wing. Emma looks inside, now back to Geller, over to Eckenrode. Eckenrode, top of the key, takes it into the paint, fires up the runner. That one is short, tipped out of bounds. It will be Groveport basketball. 5:13, third quarter. Newark up 50-21. And Groveport will bring it in. That was an inadvertent buzzer, but we're good. Bailey across the timeline. Geller will defend her. No movement right now by Groveport at all. Finally, a screen is set. Now Bailey trying to make something happen. Looks inside. Shot goes up. Blocked by Harrett. Ball on the ground, but the Groveport player was standing out of bounds, and that was Angelina Brock. So Harrod blocks her shot, and then as she fell to the floor, the ball touched her. Over to Newark it goes. Another block for Harrod. Geller to Quackenbush. Up top, Eckenrode inside Harrod, but the pass led her a little bit too much, knocked out of bounds, and it will go over to Groveport. 50-21, 4:39, third quarter. Newark comfortably in command, and even before the game, they were a very relaxed bunch. Just seemed to have an awe of confidence with them, just really sure of themselves. It was good to see. Not cocky, but just saying, hey, we're out here having fun. We're going to win this ball game, and right now they're getting it done. Bailey launches a three, banks it in. The bank is open late tonight here in Newark. She now has seven, and it's 50-24. Newark still up by 26. Geller. Over it goes to Quackenbush. Quackenbush looking inside. She finds Eckenrode wide open. Nice pass. Oh, but the shot goes in and out. And the rebound by Groveport. Hall with a near steal, but Shepard is able to corral it. She'll launch a three off the iron. No good. Rebound Eckenrode. Ball loose. Quackenbush gets it. She'll fire a baseball pass. Knocked by Bailey. Out of bounds. She went to the floor hard as her and Geller collided. And I think she's going to be all right, and she will be. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Gate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Gate 98.7.
Brian Mays at Jimmy Allen Gymnasium. Newark leading 50-24, and Shepard takes it hard to the rack, and she's fouled by Addie Hall, so she'll go to line for two. 3:31 remains in this third quarter. Kind of a slow-moving third quarter from an offensive standpoint, really, by both clubs. Each team with 7 points so far, and Shepard will make it eight, as she now has 14 on the evening, making the first foul shot. And the second foul shot is also up and in. So she now has 15, and it's 50-26. Newark by 24. Geller, right elbow, cut off. Baseline, Quackenbush, she'll launch a three. Off the iron, no good. Eckenrode battles for the loose ball. Can she save it? No. Out of bounds to Groveport. We'll take a timeout. 3:13, third quarter. Newark up 50-26. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
You wouldn't let your kid play basketball with worn-out sneakers, would you? So why let them drive with worn-out tires? Hi, I'm Dan Tekin, owner of Krager Tire and Service. Just like good shoes keep your kids steady on the court, good tires keep their car steady on the road. Call us today at 740-467-3189 and let's make your baller's safety a slam dunk. And good luck to all of our area teams. Krager Tire and Service, we're no longer just tires.
back to the hardwood. It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lickey Memorial Health Systems.
No change in the score while we were away. It's still 50-26. Newark by 24. Cats do have the basketball with 2:40 remaining third quarter. Quackenbush with a three. Emma, her first tray of the night, and it's 53-26 with 2.5 remaining in this third quarter. Quackenbush now with 5 on the evening. Bailey trying to answer with a 3. Off the iron, no good. Shot inside is blocked away by Eckenrode. Groveport does maintain it. Bailey still has it on the left wing. Looking to make something happen, but again, not a lot of movement right now by the Cruisers on offense. So Bailey decides to launch another three. Bank is now closed, as that one is no good. Off the glass, and the rebound by Newark. Under 2 to play in this third quarter. Quackenbush takes it into the paint, swings it over to Eckenrode. Thought about the three, gives it off to Hall. Hall takes it strong to the rack, lays it up and in. Addie Hall in double figures with 11, and it's 55-26 with 1:40 remaining third quarter. Here's Bailey with it. Top of the key. Launches another three, and I stand corrected. The bank is still open. Her second three off the glass, and she now has got 10, so she is in double figures, and it's 55-29. Two banked threes in this third quarter. Nice give and go. Geller takes it inside. Fouled, no called, and the shot no good. Here comes Groveport. With just over a minute to play in this third quarter, down 55-29. Bailey, she is not bashful in this third quarter. That shot no good. Cats can run here, 2-on-2. Geller looking to take it in. Nice bounce past the hole for 2. Good ball movement that time by the Cats. 57-29 with 47 ticks remaining quarter three. Bailey throws it away. So turnover and wholesale substitutions coming in for the Cats. Ondelez, Hahn, Hall, and Adesope all checking in. Harrit, Quackenbush, Addie Hall, and Eckenrode will sit. So Geller will remain out there from the original starting five with 42 seconds to play third quarter, 57-29, Newark by 28. Geller brings it across the timeline. Off it goes to Adesope, looking inside. Nothing there. Naomi, over goes to Geller, 25 seconds, third quarter. Bounce pass on Gilles. Issa, looking inside. Now we'll dribble to the top of the key, back up top Hahn. Now to Geller at 12 seconds. Geller, down to 7, she's got to go. She goes to the right wing, she'll take it in. Hammered by Shepard, they're going to say all ball. And out of bounds to Newark with 3.3 seconds remaining third quarter. Adesope will inbound it underneath the Newark basket. Naomi looking to get it in. Not much movement. She's going to have to hurry here. Bounce pass inside to Angeli. She's double teamed. Fires it off to Geller in a hard collision right at the buzzer with Geller and looked like... See who that was for Groveport. Looked like it was Jay Cuther. Looks like they're both okay. Actually, Geller now has gone back down to the floor. She's shaken up. We'll see how she is when we come back. 57-29. Cats lead it going into the fourth. You're listening to Newark Basketball on Kate 98.7.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
Hot shingles need nailed? We admit that our our advertising is raising a few eyebrows, but that's the point. At Mike's Roofing, we want you to think about your roof, your windows, and your siding. Are they fading, leaking, or cracked? Paying attention to these things can make a big difference in the value of your home. Technology is improving all the time. Same goes for the building materials. A small change today can pay for itself in energy savings tomorrow. Hot shingles need nailed? Mike'sRoofing.net.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
We start the fourth quarter. All Newark leading 57-29. Callie Geller is taking his seat on the bench. She might be done for the night after that hard collision at the end of quarter number three. They're talking to her. She seems to be okay, so that's a good thing. Coach Bertel's going to go down and make sure. Going to need her tomorrow against Zanesville. So probably good to rest her the rest of the way. With a 28-point cushion, foul on Adisope as Groveport has the ball to start this fourth quarter. First team foul of this fourth quarter. Newark outscoring Groveport in that third quarter. A little bit tighter, 14-12, but still having a 43-17 lead at halftime, not a concern. Bailey has it. Up top, Shepard. Shepard takes it to the left elbow, puts it up. The runner no good. Rebound, Quackenbush. Cats looking to run. Quackenbush has it knocked away, though, by Bailey. Going up against Hall. Her shot no good. Quackenbush tips it out of bounds. It will stay with Groveport. 7-16, fourth quarter. Newark up 57-29. And with the win tonight, Newark will move to 3-0 on the season. Groveport will inbound it underneath their basket. And unfortunately, I think it's Denia Johnson. Don't have her jersey number, but she's listed on the roster. Inside, foul is going to be on Sam Hall. And she knocked the Groveport player to the floor, which was Tatiana Bailey. Two team fouls now for the Cats in this fourth quarter. Shepard gets the inbound. She'll drive left baseline, puts it up, and good. She is a good player. And she's got 17 of her team's 31. Newark's got 57 at 7 minutes fourth quarter. Quackenbush all the way, kicks it to Hahn, the lefty, three, short. Tipped around and controlled by who? Shepard. She's looking to take it coast to coast. Hahn is back there, but that's an easy two for Shepard. So she's got 19, and it's 57-33. Quackenbush. And a little too much dribbling that time, but it does go out of bounds on Groveport, so they'll have to reset. I'm a little frustrated with that, but she will inbound it here at half court. And it goes to Andrelais. She'll dribble up top. Set things up. Hand it off to Quackenbush. Right wing outside the arc. Now Emma will take it into the paint. Nice runner. Got it in one. Good to see that go in. And Emma has a chance to complete the three-point play at the charity stripe. 59-33 Newark. Emma was 7, and it will stay at 7 as she misses the foul shot. Shepard with the rebound. Ball loose, stolen away. Quackenbush gets it back. She will lay it up and in. Cats defense still getting it done. 61-33. Here's Bailey with it on the right wing. Bailey falls to the floor, but I think they're going to get Adisope with a foul, and they will. We've got three subs coming in. Eckenrode, Hall, and Harrett coming in. And Hall, Adisope, and Quackenbush will take a seat. 61-33 Newark, 5:57 remaining fourth quarter. Cats came in averaging 57 points a game, so that'll go up a little bit with already at 61. Inbound pass knocked away by Addie Hall. Always looking to make a play.
and she usually does.
Side out for Groport. In it goes. Harrit, the other one who knocks it away. She does. Shepherd is able to get a triple team, puts it up and in. Special player. If they can just get some better ball handling to help her out, this could be a decent little team. And Bailey with a nice steal on Eckenroach. She'll look to take it in, puts it off the glass, and in for two. She's had a very nice second half as well, and she is in double figures with 12. And it's 61-37. Hall takes it to the left elbow, cut off. Up top it goes to Hahn. And this is good for Newark now to be playing some offense without their floor leader, Callie Geller. Let's see what some of these other players can do and see how the offense moves a little bit. Here's Eckenrode. Off it goes to Hall. Hall looking to take it into the paint. Scoop shot blocked by Shepherd. And Andulays gets the foul called, as Shepherd met Hall right at the line and blocked her shot, and the foul is on Andulays. That is her second, and I believe team foul number four. So the next one will put Groport in the double bonus. 61-37, 4:55 remains in this contest. Bailey. Over it goes to Shepherd. Shepherd takes it to the top of the key, launches a three. That one is short. Loose ball. Hall will grab it, and the Cats can run. It is a three-on-one. Andulays gets it, puts it up, no good. Hall, offensive rebound, yes. Addie Hall with 15, 63-37 at 4.5 to play. Bailey across the timeline. Off it goes to Johnson. She'll swing it to Ori Benjamin. Here is a three on the way. That is no good. Eckenrode and Hall collide, and Addie gets it. We're going to have a jump ball, and it will go over to Newark. Cats have done a pretty good job on the glass in these first three contests as well. A few more offensive rebounds tonight for Groveport, and Newark facing a full-court press. And there's maybe the first time you see it without Callie in there, they throw it away. So she is the linchpin, there's no question about it. But we're not going to see her the rest of the night after that hard collision. So again, opportunity for some Cat players and for the offense in general to try to get something done. Speaking of getting done, Ed is Shepherd, two more off the glass. And it's 63-39, Newark. Halfway through this fourth and final quarter. Hall with it. Addie swings it over to Andulays. She'll bring it back up top. Now Eckenrode, right wing. Leah takes it to the foul circle, cut off. Here's Hall. She's looking to cut in, knocked away. Eckenrode a three. Yep. That's her fifth. 66-39. Cats scored 67 Tuesday against Lancaster. See if they can top that mark before we wrap up this evening. Bailey takes it in hard. Shot no good. Rebound Hall. And Addie will comfortably bring it across the timeline to Hahn. Hahn clears everybody out. Top of the key over Eckenrode. Leah takes it strong to the hoop. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Harrit. She'll set it back up to a Hall three. No good. But again, it's Harrit inside. Oh, she continues to battle. Jump ball, it will go over to Groveport. 2:59 remains, 66-39. Cats lead it. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Lucart Heating and Cooling, your local Lennox premier dealer with professionalism and customer satisfaction. Installing Lennox systems in Licking County for over 60 years. Installation professionals, NAEP certified technicians, and Lennox innovations make Lucart Heating and Cooling the wise choice. Call us today at 740-344-5497 or visit us online at lucartheating.com.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellent STEM Academy.
Addie Hall with another basket while we were away. So 68-39, Cats up by 29. Shepherd inside, gets the offensive rebound, and she scores. 68-41, 2 minutes to play. Quackenbush has checked back in. She looks for Hahn, who gets it. Elena, now up top to Quackenbush at 155. 68-41. Here's Hall cutting to the basket. Hahn thought about a three. Nice cut by Quackenbush. Up and in for two. Nice move and a nice pass by Hahn to Quackenbush. She takes it in for a chance for a three-point play. And the Cats hitting at 70-41. So Emma will be at the line, see if she can convert this three-point play. She missed her last foul shot. Trying to get to double figures, if she can nail this foul shot. And she does. So Emma with a good fourth quarter. She has 7 of her 10 in this final frame. And the Cats up by 30, 71-41, with 1:45 remaining in this fourth quarter. So another just superb effort by the Lady Cats tonight, offensively and defensively, just getting it done. And they continue to impress 3 games into the season. Shepherd over to Benjamin. Her three is way off. Shepherd gets the rebound, puts it off the back iron, no good. And a rebound, that one is up and in. And making that is Angela Brock, her first two of the night. And it's 71-43. Adesope, Hahn, Hall, Angeles, and checking in for the first time is Misha Fauci for Newark. And Fauci gets the basket in 73-43 with 50 seconds remaining. So she gets her first points on the season. Cats up by 30. Shot is no good. Loose ball. Who's going to get it out of bounds? And I think it'll stay with Groport with 41 seconds to go. Groport will inbound it underneath their basket. Having trouble getting it in. They finally do. And a three up and in. And that is Bailey again. That's her third three in this second half. 73-46, 30 seconds remain in this ball game. Adesope has it. She had a basket again right before halftime for her first two of the evening. 4 points overall, down to 19 seconds left. Adesope brings it back out. And she will have it knocked away by Bailey, and a foul is called. Nope. They're going to call a foul on Bailey. Not sure about that one, but we won't argue it at 13.7 seconds remaining. 73-46. And it goes to Adesope. Down to 10 seconds left. 6 seconds, and that should probably do it, and it will. So Newark victorious. They start the season 3-0, 2-0 in the OCC Buckeye with another convincing victory. This one over Groveport by a final of 73-46. We'll recap it after this timeout as you're listening to Wildcat Basketball exclusively on Kate 98.7.
This is your place. It's like they read your mind when they built it. It's the bar you'd make if you could make a bar. It's the food you'd serve if you could cook. This is Red Oak Pub, locally sourced char-grilled burgers. That was your idea. Meatloaf in a panini? How'd they find out about that? Well, once you walk through their doors, you'll wonder what took you so long. Red Oak Pub, great atmosphere, delicious food, terrific people. This is your place. They just take care of it for you. Goose Pond Road, Newark.
Rent to Own has tech toys the kids beg for. The iPhone 15, AirPods, an HP laptop, an Amazon tablet, the game systems you know they want, an Xbox X, PS5, Nintendo Switch, or a gaming computer. R2O has the younger kids covered too with playsets, battery-operated power wheels, twin bunk beds, and more. Get up to 4 weeks free by shopping in-store or online at r2o.com. That's the letter R, the number 2, and the letter O.com.
LickingKnox.com.
Discover the joy of gift giving by shopping your Licking Knox Goodwill retail stores this holiday season. Offering a treasure trove of unique finds and sparkling surprises perfect for everyone on your list. Shopping at your Licking Knox Goodwill retail stores not only fills your heart with joy, but also supports the mission to strengthen community and create job opportunities. Celebrate the spirit of giving with purpose and style. Spread good cheer knowing you're making a difference. Shop smart. Shop Goodwill.
Utica Feed and Hardware strives to make all your feed buying needs a breeze. From the family dog to livestock to show and all feeds in between. Their experienced and courteous staff will help with all your feed needs. Looking for that special blend of feed for your livestock? Utica Feed and Hardware has specially formulated feed mixes that can help your livestock with virtually any issue. Visit them in person on Church Street in Utica and at UticaFeed.com.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
The Newark Lady Wildcats victorious again, defeating Groveport 73-46. They led 21-10 after one, 43-17 at the break, 57-29 entering the fourth quarter, and they cruise to the impressive victory. Again, four players in double figures, led by Leah Eckenrode, the freshman now with a career high, 23 points, 17 points by Addie Hall, 15 by Callie Geller, and 12 points by Emma Quackenbush, leading the way there for Newark. For Groveport, they had two players in double figures. Tatiana Bailey, she really did have a good second half. She had 13 of her 15 in half number two. And Zay Shepherd, Coach Pertell, talked about her being a quality player. She showed it tonight with 25 of her team's 46 points, but not nearly enough as the Cruisers fall to 0-2 and 0-2 in the OCC Buckeye, and the Lady Wildcats now 3-0, 2-0 in conference play. Again, they will be in action tomorrow here at the Jimmy, along with the boys' ball club, as they have a doubleheader against arch rival Zanesville, with the first game beginning with the girls' JV at 4 o'clock, and then the girls' varsity will follow, and then the boys will tip it off after that to conclude Saturday night. So if you get a chance, come on out tomorrow to the Jimmy and root the Wildcats on to hopefully a string of victories over the Blue Devils tomorrow. Our next broadcast will be next Friday, as the boys will return home as well, and they'll entertain the Logan Chieftains in OCC Buckeye action. Pregame at approximately 7:15 and the live tip-off at 7:30. That'll do it for this Friday evening. Again, your final score here from Newark. Cats win at 73-46. Thanks to CJ back at the studio. This is Brian Mays. Have a great rest of your Friday and weekend, everybody. You've been listening to Wildcat Basketball exclusively on Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Basketball on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Wood-Fired Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Krager Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling.